Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. If you haven't already done so, please make sure the volume of this podcast is set perfectly to your listening enjoyment. Please take your seat, whether that's on the treadmill, car, sofa, or bed, and buckle in for the last trip. My name is Jamie Beebe, and I'll be your tour guide, recreating someone's last days in paradise. On behalf of myself and everyone behind the scenes, please enjoy the Last Trip podcast. And because nobody likes a long flight to get to where they want to be, let's prepare for takeoff. It was supposed to be a New Year's getaway in paradise. In December 2018, childhood friends Casey McPherson Pomeroy and Caleb Guillory were together on the Caribbean island of Anguilla, surrounded by white sand, turquoise water, and people they trusted. On the night of December 30th, they went out for drinks. Hours later, both men were dead. At first, it appeared something they consumed may have been responsible. But when toxicology results came back, and the details surrounding their deaths began to emerge, the story became much darker. Two friends, one night in paradise, and a mystery that began with a drink no one could explain. So what is Anguilla really like? I once stopped there for a day while on a cruise and absolutely loved it. It's tiny, flat, ridiculously beautiful, and basically built for people who want to spend most of their vacation doing absolutely nothing, preferably with a rum punch in their hands. Anguilla is a British overseas territory in the Eastern Caribbean, just north of St. Martin, and it's famous for beaches. 33 of them, actually. And we're talking about that almost fake-looking Caribbean combination of powdery white sand and bright turquoise water. Shoal Bay East is probably the classic postcard beach, while Meads Bay and Rendezvous Bay are the kind of places where you can lose an entire afternoon without accomplishing anything, which, personally, I consider an accomplishment. Now, for something a little more adventurous, take a boat to Sandy Island, basically a tiny strip of sand sitting alone in the Caribbean, or go out to Prickly Pear to snorkel, swim, and eat lunch. You can snorkel beneath the cliffs at Little Bay, take a boat out to undeveloped Scrub Island looking for turtles and stingrays, or head to Sandy Ground, which is the island's working harbor by day and one of its livelier beach bar areas at night. But obviously, I want the weird stuff. And Anguilla has some. There's Fountain Cavern, an underground limestone cave containing a freshwater spring and ancient indigenous petroglyphs. It's one of the most important pre-Columbian archaeological sites in the Lesser Antilles, although access is restricted to protect it. So this isn't somewhere you can just wander into with your flip-flops and a flashlight. You can also visit Wall Blake House, built in the late 1700s, and the island's only surviving plantation house. Explore old architecture around the valley, or go birding through Anguilla's salt ponds and wetlands. And one of my favorite Anguilla things is Silly Key. You can go to the fishing village of Island Harbor, stand at the end of the pier, and wave your arms. Seriously, someone from the little island across the water comes over in a dinghy and picks you up. They take you over for lunch and rum punch. And that's exactly the kind of transportation system I want on vacation. There's also boat racing. No, not yacht racing, but colorful traditional sailboats, which is the national sport and a huge part of Anguillan culture. And despite everything we're about to spend this episode talking about, Anguilla is not considered a dangerous place for tourists. As of 2026, the U.S. State Department gives Anguilla a level 1, exercise normal precautions advisory, and describes it as generally safe. Now, crime does happen, including theft, burglary, robbery, shootings, and drug-related crime. But American tourists generally aren't targeted. And we know crime happens everywhere. Canada's current travel guidance similarly says to take normal security precautions, although it notes that violent crime, including gun violence, has increased and that drug-related crime occasionally occurs. But I wouldn't hear Casey and Caleb's story and think, I'm never going to Anguilla. Honestly, this case makes me want to visit. Anguilla is less like the Caribbean destination where you arrive with a laminated itinerary and more like the place where your itinerary is beach, boat, crayfish, rum punch, and then maybe another beach. And that's pretty much the appeal. It's beautiful, laid back, English-speaking, easy to explore, and small enough that you can experience a lot of it without feeling like you're racing around checking things off a list. It's also exactly the kind of place where you lower your guard. And that's part of what makes Casey and Caleb's story so haunting. Nothing about Anguilla itself screams danger. Quite the opposite. It looks like the kind of place where nothing bad could possibly happen. Of course, we know that's never really true anyway.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now, before Anguilla, before the toxicology reports and the coroner's investigation, before Casey McPherson Pomeroy and Caleb Guillory became the two men at the center of a mystery in Paradise. They were just two kids growing up together in Southern Oregon. Casey Scott McPherson was born on January 12, 1981, and grew up in Eagle Point, Oregon, a small town northeast of Medford, surrounded by mountains, rivers, and forests. Now, Casey's father, Chuck Pomeroy, came into his life when Casey was young and helped raise him, so Casey would eventually use the name McPherson Pomeroy. And by virtually every account I could find, Casey was one of those people you noticed. He was blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and good-looking. But more than that, he had charisma. His sister, Debony, later described him as someone who lit up the room when he walked in. He was usually in a good mood, always looking for something fun to do, and he liked being the life of the party. He loved karaoke, he loved making people laugh, and apparently, Casey had been charming people for a very long time. His stepfather remembered that when Casey was in high school, he sometimes skipped classes to go snowboarding, which isn't exactly unusual teenage behavior. What's unusual is that, according to his stepdad, Casey was so charismatic that sometimes teachers would go snowboarding with him. His stepfather described him as having this schmoozing personality that allowed him to get away with things most people probably wouldn't. And I love that story, because it immediately gives you an idea of who Casey was. We all know that person. The one who can talk you into doing something you absolutely weren't planning to do. The friend who turns an ordinary Tuesday into a story you're still telling 10 years later. That guy who walks into the room and somehow the energy changes. Now, Casey was also extremely close to his family. He had a sister, Debony, and a brother, Mark. And those family relationships are going to become important later, because after Casey died, his family would begin asking some very difficult questions about what happened to him. But growing up, two of the most important people in Casey's life weren't relatives at all. They were his childhood best friends, Caleb Guillory and Chuck Gross. Casey, Caleb, and Chuck had reportedly been friends since they were around 9 years old. Elementary school, middle school, high school, girlfriends, jobs, marriages, moving away. They grew up, their lives went in completely different directions, and somehow the friendship survived all of it. Casey was the extrovert, and Caleb seems to have been quieter. He wasn't necessarily the guy who needed everyone in the room looking at him. Where Casey chased new experiences and eventually left Oregon, Caleb stayed much closer to home and built his life in Southern Oregon. Caleb went into marketing. Records from the Better Business Bureau identify him as president of TagQuest, a marketing company based in Medford. So by adulthood, these two childhood friends had very different lives. Caleb remained close to the place where they'd grown up, and Casey couldn't seem to stop reinventing himself. In his 20s, Casey decided to try something that thousands of attractive, charismatic 20-somethings have tried before him. He moved to Los Angeles to become an actor. And as someone who works in the entertainment industry, I can tell you, moving to Los Angeles and saying, I'm going to be an actor, is the easy part. Actually supporting yourself as an actor is an entirely different story. Now, Casey did manage to get some work. He appeared as a police officer on The Bold and the Beautiful, and he was involved behind the camera as well. He received an executive producer credit on the horror movie The Perfect House. But acting never became his only career. Like most people trying to make it in Hollywood, Casey had other jobs. He worked in pharmaceutical sales, and at one point was also doing landscaping work in Fresno to make ends meet. And somewhere along the way, Fresno became home. Casey also had two black Labradors, Van and Roxy, whom he adored. And while he was living in Fresno, Casey met the woman who would eventually become his wife, Barbara Jean Miller. Barbara was a nurse practitioner. The two dated for approximately 7 years before marrying in 2012. And when Casey got married, one of the people standing beside him as a groomsman was the same friend who had been there since childhood, Caleb Guillory. There was one thing about Casey and Barbara's relationship that immediately stood out to people. Barbara was 22 years older than Casey. And listen, I have absolutely no room to judge an age gap relationship. I'm 12 years older than my husband, so go get 'em, girl. But 22 years is obviously a larger gap. And when you look at photographs of Casey and Barbara together, the difference in their ages is noticeable. But an age difference by itself doesn't tell us anything meaningful about a marriage. What's more interesting in hindsight is what Casey's family later said happened to their relationship with him. According to his stepfather, after Casey and Barbara had been married for several years, Casey became increasingly distant from his side of the family. At one point, Casey reportedly told his stepfather that Barbara didn't like his family. And that catches my attention much more than their age difference does. Because when somebody who has always been close to their family begins pulling away after entering a relationship, I think it's fair for the people around them to wonder why. Was there conflict between Barbara and Casey's family? Did Casey simply choose to create some distance? Was there something else happening inside the marriage? Well, we don't know. And I don't think it's fair to label that as controlling behavior without evidence that Casey was actually being controlled. But knowing where this story eventually goes, it's a detail I wouldn't ignore either. Then, in the summer of 2018, Casey made perhaps the biggest change of his life. He decided he wanted to become a doctor. And for somebody who had bounced between acting, pharmaceutical sales, and other work, it might sound like a dramatic pivot. But medicine wasn't completely foreign to Casey. He had already spent years working around the medical industry through pharmaceutical sales. This time, though, he wasn't just changing careers. He and Barbara were changing their entire lives. They sold everything they had in California and headed to the Caribbean. Federal court records established that Casey and Barbara moved to Anguilla in August 2018. And Casey enrolled in medical school there at St. James School of Medicine. They rented a small apartment near the water in the area of Island Harbor. And Casey embraced island life almost immediately. His father later remembered Casey telling him, "Dad, I'm a beach bum. I'm an islander now." And honestly, I can picture it. This guy who had grown up in Oregon, moved to Los Angeles to become an actor, worked in pharmaceutical sales, landscaped to pay the bills, and was constantly searching for whatever came next. Well, now he was suddenly living beside the Caribbean Sea and studying to become a doctor. Maybe Casey finally felt like he'd figured it all out. And the photos from that period certainly seemed to show two people living this completely different life. They weren't in Fresno anymore. There were no commutes to Los Angeles for auditions. No trying to squeeze in acting jobs between the work that actually paid the bills. They were living on an island. And from the outside, it looked pretty idyllic. Financially, though, I wonder what that transition actually looked like. Anguilla isn't necessarily a cheap place to live. And if Casey was attending medical school full-time, and neither of them had significant employment on the island, it's reasonable to wonder how sustainable their new life was. But we don't have their household finances from that period, so I don't want to turn that question into a fact. What we do know is that Casey had made an enormous commitment. He wasn't treating Anguilla like a vacation. He and Barbara had moved there. This was supposed to be their new life. And by December, Casey had been on the island for only about 4 months. With the holidays approaching and Casey on break from medical school, he invited some of his oldest friends to come see the new life he'd created. Caleb Guillory and his wife Carly came, and so did Chuck Gross and his wife Alicia. Those three boys who had grown up together in Oregon were now men in their late 30s, married, with careers, and living completely separate lives. And after nearly 3 decades of friendship, they were together again. Except this time, they weren't 9-year-old boys in Southern Oregon. They were on a tiny island vacationing in the Caribbean. 6 friends, celebrating the end of 1 year and the beginning of another. And I imagine there must have been something incredibly special about that for Casey. He'd spent his life moving forward. Oregon to Los Angeles, acting to pharmaceutical sales, California to medical school in the Caribbean. And now the people who had known him before any of that were there to see where he'd ended up. they'd come to Anguilla to ring in 2019 together. It should have been one of those trips they talked about for the rest of their lives. And in a way, it would be. Just not for the reason any of them imagined. Because neither Casey nor Caleb would live to see 2019.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Caleb and Carly, along with Chuck and Alicia, arrived in Anguilla at the end of December 2018 to spend New Year's with Casey and Barbara. For the first couple of days, the trip looked exactly like you'd expect. Beaches, bars, sun, drinks, old friends together on a Caribbean island with nowhere they really had to be. Then came Sunday, December 30th. That evening, the six of them went to an outdoor beach bar within walking distance of Casey and Barbara's apartment. At sometime around 9 o'clock, they headed home. According to one account, Casey soon realized he'd left one of his flip-flops behind at the bar. Which sounds strange until you've spent time on a tropical island. I can absolutely see how, after drinking especially, and walking barefoot in the sand, you could carry your shoes, drop one or both, or just forget to grab them, and not notice till you get home. So Casey went back, and Caleb went with him. According to a later account attributed to Barbara's attorney, Barbara was also present with the two men when they walked back to find the shoes. When they got back to the bar, they ordered one last rum and coke to share while they found the shoes and walked back. The cup was left unattended at the bar for a short period while they looked around. Once the shoe was found, they drank from it again and headed back toward the apartment. The federal court record confirms the essential part. Casey, Caleb, and Barbara all drank from the same cup, and it had been left unattended shortly before they became seriously ill. At the time, of course, nobody knew there was anything unusual about it. They were walking home from a beach bar. Casey had his flip-flop back. The night should have been winding down. Instead, within minutes of arriving at the apartment, Caleb collapsed in the living room. According to reporting, he fell hard enough to strike his head. And then he stopped breathing. Casey immediately began CPR, desperately trying to save one of his oldest friends. And I can't imagine that moment. And this is somebody you've known since you were 9 years old. You were drinking together minutes earlier. And now he's on the floor in front of you and you're trying to keep him alive. But at 9:49 p.m., Alicia Gross reportedly went to a neighboring home and called for help, telling authorities that her friend wasn't breathing and needed an ambulance. Emergency personnel arrived at approximately 10:05, 16 minutes. Not a huge amount of time under ordinary circumstances, but if someone isn't breathing, 16 minutes is forever. Caleb was lying on his back on the living room floor when they arrived, and he was dead. Responders reportedly noticed something else immediately. His right eye was badly bruised and swollen, described in one account as black and blue and swollen shut. At first, there was an obvious explanation. He had just collapsed and hit his head. But later, that injury would become much harder to dismiss. Now, almost the same time, Casey started getting sick. He'd gone into a bedroom because he wasn't feeling well, and that's when he began seizing. So now, one man was dead on the living room floor, while his childhood friend was convulsing in another room. Casey was rushed to Princess Alexandra Hospital and pronounced dead shortly afterward. Federal records list Caleb's death as December 30th and Casey's as December 31st. Barbara, Carly, Chuck, and Alicia were still at the apartment, and police reportedly felt the four survivors appeared disoriented enough to require medical evaluation. Now, I don't think that fact means much by itself. Two people, two of their best friends, had just died in front of them. Barbara herself had also consumed the same drink and, according to federal court records, became seriously ill enough to require treatment. Now, shock alone can make someone look completely detached. Add alcohol, possible drug exposure, and panic, and I'd be surprised if anyone in that apartment looked normal. After they were medically cleared, the four friends were detained and questioned by the Royal Anguilla Police Force. Now, there have been dramatic accounts of what happened during that detention. The four later reportedly complained about having very little food, freezing air conditioning, and no blankets. There have also been repeated claims in true crime coverage that cocaine and MDA or MDMA were found among Alicia's belongings. But I haven't found a police report or court record publicly confirming that allegation. And she was never charged with drug possession. So I would treat that as exactly what it is, an allegation, not confirmed fact. There are also claims that the friends had to pay approximately $40,000 before they were allowed to leave custody. Again, I haven't found documentation establishing what that payment supposedly represented, who received it, or whether it was some form of bond or security. So while the allegation is certainly interesting, and it sounds a lot like a bribe, I wouldn't call it one without evidence. But we know that authorities in other countries often accept bribes in situations like this, whether people are guilty of something or not. What the later federal litigation did establish is that Barbara and the other three were detained and questioned for roughly 2 to 3 days. None was identified as a suspect, arrested, or charged in connection with the men's death. So by January 4th, they were out of custody. That same day, Casey's life insurance company was notified that he had died. And this is where one detail that I found repeated often in rumors might need to be corrected. Barbara did not increase Casey's life insurance policy immediately before they moved to Anguilla. Casey purchased the policy in 2013 for $1 million and increased it himself to $1.5 million in 2014. Now, Barbara remained the primary beneficiary. But what happened shortly before the move is actually more interesting. On July 17, 2018, Casey added his niece by marriage, Melanie Rodriguez, and his sister, Debony McPherson Udall, as contingent beneficiaries. Melanie would receive 75% and Debony 25% if Barbara could not collect. Now, maybe it meant nothing. People update estate planning before moving overseas all the time. But knowing Casey would be dead less than 5 months later, the timing is hard not to notice. And it's also questionable that he would leave so much of that money to his niece by marriage and leave only a small portion to the sister that he was so close with. But the insurance company didn't immediately pay the claim. Because Casey had died unexpectedly overseas under highly unusual circumstances, North American classified it as an escalated claim and they began investigating. But the more immediate question was obvious. What had killed Casey and Caleb? People close to both men said they weren't known to use drugs. But I'm always careful with statements like that. You can know someone extremely well and still not know everything they do recreationally. I know doctors and lawyers and successful people with families who recreationally use drugs. So that he wasn't the type, that really doesn't prove anything. But what was reportedly found in Casey and Caleb's systems went far beyond casual use. The Anguilla coroner reportedly found both men had ingested MDA and cocaine at fatal levels. An important distinction, MDA and MDMA are related, but they are not the same drug. The substance consistently identified in reporting on the coroner's findings is MDA, methylene dioxyamphetamine, along with cocaine. And Casey's documented causes of death were later quoted in federal records. They included acute pulmonary edema and hemorrhage, acute cardiac toxicity with cardiac ischemia, seizures, and hyperthermia. So in simple terms, his lungs filled with fluid, his heart was being severely damaged, he suffered seizures, and his body temperature rose dangerously high. A private death verification report obtained during the insurance investigation concluded that Casey appeared to have died as a result of drug use. But his death certificate did not settle the bigger question. How did those drugs and that amount of drugs get into his body? Did Casey knowingly take them? Was something put into the unattended drink? Well, we simply don't know. And then there was Caleb, because Caleb's findings made the case much harder to explain as a straightforward overdose. According to reporting based on the Anguilla coroner's findings and Caleb's death certificate, he had also suffered asphyxia, strangulation, and chest compression. So suddenly that badly bruised eye becomes much more significant. Maybe the eye injury came from his fall. That's possible. But strangulation isn't explained by collapsing onto a floor. Now, some secondary accounts go further and report both manual and ligature strangulation. But I haven't located Caleb's original full autopsy report or coroner's report in a public official source, so I do want to be careful with those specifics. What is consistently reported is strangulation, asphyxia, and chest compression. Now, to me, that changes everything. If two friends had simply taken drugs on vacation and accidentally overdosed, that would be tragic. But at least it would make sense. Caleb's injuries don't fit neatly into that explanation. Now, at the same time, we can't say he was definitively murdered because no one has been convicted of killing him. And no one has even been publicly charged. But his death was not an accidental overdose. So what we're left with is more unsettling than a clean answer. Two childhood friends went out drinking on a Caribbean island. A cup was left unattended. Three people drank from it and became seriously ill. One survived, two died. Both men reportedly had lethal amounts of powerful drugs in their bodies. But one of them also had findings of strangulation and asphyxia. Now, the four survivors were questioned and eventually left Anguilla. No one was charged. And instead of bringing their families answers, the examinations of Casey and Caleb's bodies created an entirely new set of questions. Because now the mystery wasn't simply, how did Casey and Caleb die? It was, what actually happened that night? And how did those drugs get into their bodies?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And this is where we're going to leave the story for now, to come back next week with part two. Because as strange as everything that happened in Anguilla already seems, what happened after everyone came home may be even harder to explain. Within days, Casey and Caleb's families began realizing there were things they had not been told. Stories didn't quite match. Decisions had been made that couldn't be undone. And secrets about Casey's life began surfacing that even some of the people closest to him knew nothing about. Soon, the families would hire their own investigators. The $1.5 million life insurance policy would become part of the story. Witnesses would be asked to return to Anguilla. And the mystery would eventually end up in a federal courtroom, where details would emerge that raised an entirely new set of questions. So was this really a night that went horribly wrong? Or was there something much darker happening beneath the surface? Well, next week in part two, we'll follow what happened when Casey and Caleb's families started digging for answers. Because the more they uncovered, the less this story seemed to make sense. And finally, remember to leave a review and rate this podcast 5 stars if you like the show, or hell, even if you don't. But either way, feel free to let me know what you think. Please follow The Last Trip on Instagram at The Last Trip Crime Pod, and subscribe on Patreon to support the show. You'll get extra research, videos, photos, and updates, and even learn more about my personal travels. That's patreon.com/thelasttrippodcast. I'm Jamie Beebe, bringing you your last trip and signing off until the next one. Thanks for listening.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Think about it. When it comes to your own food, you can walk into a restaurant, see what's being made, and know exactly what you're getting. But with dog food, most brands keep that completely hidden. Just Food for Dogs does the opposite. They've built their entire brand around open kitchens. You can actually walk in and watch them prepare your dog's meals with real human-grade ingredients like chicken, beef, carrots, and peas, cooked right there in front of you. No mystery, no behind the scenes you're not allowed to see. That kind of transparency is rare in the pet food world. And it's a big reason they've become the number one vet-recommended fresh dog food, earning trust from pet parents who want to feel confident in what they're feeding. When a brand is willing to show you exactly how your dog's food is made, it says a lot about the care, quality, and standards behind every meal they produce. Nothing to hide, everything to love. Go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.